Welcome back to the program, The Bill Michaels Show. We are down here at Blaine's Farm and Fleet in Oak Creek, and we are here on Rawson Avenue. It is the 12th annual WSSP Toy Drive. I'm Bill Michaels, Radio Joe, pushing all the right buttons back in the studio, producing the show. Joining us here on site, legendary, as they say. I want to say happily retired. You're hobbling around. You beat the hell out of some old man out in the parking lot and stole his cane. I have no idea why. And you wore out your knee kicking somebody's ass, from what I heard. So Tom Pippins is joining us here now. How you doing, man?
You see, ladies and gentlemen, that's why he is the greatest of all time. Bill Michaels right there. I'm doing great, Pat.
Yeah?
Really. And it's so good to see you. You know, I listen all the time, of course, and that's the truth. Just seeing Craig Kishon, you watch, but I miss, you know, hanging out. I miss the people. And that's why it's so wonderful to be here talking sports, but talking about a great cause, the toy drive.
Oh, yeah.
And these youngsters who, as was said earlier in one of your spots by one of your sponsors, Abby Young, I think, you know, there are a lot of kiddos who are in hospitals, and they won't be under trees opening presents with mom and dad and their siblings. So it's a blessing what you do. I've told you many times on and off the air, it's wonderful to have a gift to do what you do with a sports thing. We all appreciate that. We love it.
Man,
you know?
We're just...
But when you go beyond the game, as my friends say at Fox 6, and impact lives, Bill, that's going to last a long, long time.
It's always amazing. You know, years ago when my mom, when I first told my mom, this is what I want to do, and she thought I was crazy. But she always knew I was full of crap. So she said, you'll be good at it. I told her, I said, because I never did drugs when I grew up. I was kind of anti-drug, and I was a jock and all that kind of stuff. And I said, there is no higher high than when you come in every day and your phone lines are lit. You haven't said anything yet, but people want to either listen to your opinion or want to give you theirs.
Absolutely.
Because they want the interaction. There's no higher high than that.
Yeah.
And then to be able to take that and turn that into this, to where you can actually do something that's going to impact somebody else. This is why we do what we do. This is fantastic. I mean, obviously, we love to be paid. We'd love to go to games.
Right.
And this isn't work. I could be digging ditches on a cold day like
there
today.
They always felt that.
But this is so much fun. So in your world, you got a knee replacement.
Yeah, I had one.
But you got to buy one
and
get
one
when Gary Ellerson got
his? Yeah, I was going to say, we've got more plastic, and we're like the...
Because you paid. Gary did.
Yeah, I imagine so. Yeah, he's on another level.
You got to get one.
Yeah, he's on another level, exactly. But rehab is going well, and I have the cane just so I don't slip in the parking lot or something.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's really fun to do a little radio, dabbling a little bit with a video fellow. We do some projects for nonprofits and occasional radio spot. It's fun to stay in the game, but as you say, and when I'm listening to you all the time, I've become a fan now. Obviously, we're fans, but you're reporting it now. You know, I'm throwing things through the TV if there's a bad if there's a bad play or a bad call, and obviously we've had a lot to be frustrated about here and there up in Titletown. But as you say, Bill, what you do is you take people's mind off the real world and pressures and stresses and strains, and they can call up and tell you about Mike McCarthy this or Aaron Rodgers that. It's a beautiful thing, you know?
No, like I said, I could be out in the cold right now across from us digging a ditch.
I appreciate those people,
man. I tell you what, you guys have jobs. Yeah. What we do is fun and playful. But I wanted to ask you, because being around here so long and seeing so much, we'll start off with the run that the Brewers had and kind of harken back to that since Craig just left. What was it like paying attention to this kind of through your eyes as somebody who has seen going way back, you know, going back to the 82 Brewers, watching everything that's gone on in this city, in this community, in this pandemonium, if you will, and then seeing 2008, 2011, finally 2018.
I like that word you use, pandemonium. I remember an 82 World Series, my first year in Milwaukee covering sports, and here I am covering a World Series. And I said, young man, which I could say at that time,
sure.
Be thankful. You never know when it'll happen again.
Yeah.
But I remember how, and there's so much division in our world today, it was like, thousands and thousands, 55, 60 in the old county stadium, you know, just coming together as one. And then we waited so long. And then 08 came and 11, and they were special. And this run this year with Stearns and Council and company reminded me a lot of 82. And as you know, they got to the brink. They were so close. And I know that Stearns was a runner-up for Executive of the Year and Council for Manager of the Year, but I think they should have been runaway winners.
Right.
What
I
they
too.
Did and how they have, again, that the pandemonium, a town coming together, a state coming together because of a great group of young men who play the game the right way. And I think Craig said it with you earlier, Bill. you know what? This is not going to be a one-hit wonder. This team, if they can keep Stearns in particular in tow for a while, they ought to be good. They ought to contend for years to come. As you know, you get to the brink, and you just because we know it doesn't happen every year for many, many reasons, be it injuries or what have you. But they had something very special, and it was a joy to watch, and I saw a lot of parallels with that 82 team.
It's tough to emulate and repeat when you come back after the kind of season, because I've always said good, healthy, lucky, and hot. That's what's going to get you there.
Yep.
The luck falls differently.
Yeah.
You know, we talked about, you know, Arcia goes down, Saladino steps in, Arcia figures it out, but he doesn't have a way to come back until Saladino goes down with an injury, and then here comes Arcia. Not only did he come up, but then he was kind of the hero of the postseason. You know, I mean, it's just things have to break in your direction. You don't always get that. You got to make your own break. So we'll see what happens this season. A team that needs breaks is not getting any, and they're one player away from, seemingly from every game is the Packers. And I'll get your opinion on this, but just from what I've seen, the vibe that I feel, and I've been through this numerous times with different coaches, it seems like unless there's some incredible magical run, Mike McCarthy's going to be relieved of his duties. We're going to hear about a new head coach, somebody to come in and work with Aaron Rodgers, and try to put this thing back on the tracks. How far left of center is are the Packers right now?
Well, I unfortunately, I think way off kilter, and I like Mike McCarthy. I feel sad for Mike McCarthy because this does seem to be the end. You know, he's just like a dead man walking it from a sports perspective. And obviously he's a professional. He's going to walk through it. I think these players haven't lost. He hasn't lost the players. They haven't lost sight of wanting to win their professionals. But it probably is time. 13 years, as you're aware, is a long, long time in that business. And I think the message just isn't resonating with Aaron. Now, I think Mike is to blame. I think some of his calls, I think he's reeling. For the first time, Bill, do you sense this? It's almost as if he's resigned to his fate. I mean, Mike McCarthy is a fighter. Him into a corner, Pittsburgh, tough. Yeah. Watch out. I don't get that right
Seeing him a couple of weeks ago in Seattle, after that ball game, he looked beaten. Yeah. And I said this before. I was there. Coming back, Mike Sherman's last year, coming back on the plane, and I remember seeing him and then talking to him that Monday away from Lambeau Field, and he was beaten. Mm-hmm. And I said, that's it. You know, it's time. Yeah. You know, and it's not that they don't – because if you ask them, they'll say, no, I want to keep coaching. I got fight in me. I want to do this. But you can see that this has ground on them, that they're done. It's the rope is done. And unless you change all the players in the atmosphere inside 1265, which is not going to happen, they need a change. And I think that's where we're at right now. And it's unfortunate. I mean, like I said, I like Mike. And
he's a very good coach. Rebound somewhere else to rejuvenate his career.
He'll take some young quarterback and do some wonders with him. But I think for what it is here, and I don't know whether it's toxicity, familiarity, I don't know what it is, but something just went way left in the last year or two. And they just haven't been able to wrap their arms around it. And they've changed everybody else.
Yes.
And he's the only guy left standing.
Now, as you're aware, Bill, and it's been talked about a lot on your show and in other spots, the last few drafts for Ted Thompson were killers.
Awesome.
They don't have enough good football players. Sean Payton over there in New Orleans, they talk 7-9, 7-9, 7-9. They stick with them. They get great drafts.
Right.
And look at where they are now. The odds on favorite.
But isn't it interesting,
Tom,
though? I agree with you, but isn't it interesting? They had good drafts at the 7-9s, but he ended up – the best thing that happened to him, and I hate to say it this way, for him to hang on was Katrina. Because the credibility he built between him and Drew Brees, because him and Drew Brees are best buds.
Right.
Where you don't see that in Green Bay.
No, you don't.
You got Tom Brady and Bill Belichick who don't like each other, but the minute they walk through that door, man, they got respect for one another. You don't see that in Green Bay.
That's right.
But when Katrina came through, it made them a folk hero. It made them one of them. They are Houdat Nation, you know? And that bought him a little extra time.
Yeah.
And he got the extra time, and he went to his quarterback. And it's the discussion he had, I'll never forget they were talking about it, was 2 years ago. He said, Drew, do you have another good run in you? He said, because we're going to build it. And Drew said, let's do this. And they kind of locked arm in arm, and then it was our team, our way, here we go, and now you look at where they're at.
And it's always Brady and Rodgers. You're right.
We don't see that in Green Bay.
But it should be Breeze as well, and I agree with you. And expectations are higher there. That's a terrific point you bring up. And those two are tight and on the same page. Aaron comes off the field glassy-eyed. He has complained publicly to his credit. He's kind of reined that in a little bit. it's been written. I think Aaron deserves his share of the blame. I mean,
I do too.
20 TD passes, okay, one pick. The stats look good except for the – however, inside the numbers, missed throws, bad fundamentals, bad attitude.
Yeah.
You know, I think there may be – I'm not near it. You are.
No.
May be some in that locker room who are biting their tongue about what to say over 12. So I'm disappointed in him in that regard.
Yep.
But I think they have – I think Spoon had it in the paper this morning, didn't he?
Yeah.
Tom Silverstein.
Great article.
Yeah. Gutekunst ought to be able to hire McCarthy's successor, assuming that's where we're headed. It certainly seems that way. He has to have that power. If Mark Murphy continues to have as big a say as he does, I think it's going to set this franchise back. They can turn this thing around with continued good drafts. Obviously, they have 12.
You have a good draft next year, get a couple of guys back, and have a couple of free agent moves. You're right back in it next year. I firmly believe that. Going to go ahead and take a quick break.
Super.
Sitting here talking with Tom Pippins, retired from Fox 6 and just enjoying life and walking around on new knees. That's the kind of money you get when you retire.
I'm jumping over phone books now, Bill. It's incredible how I can leap. Pat Connaughton to the Bucks. You got nothing over me, baby.
There you have it. We're going to go ahead and take a quick break. We got more of the Bill Michaels Show next.
16 stations strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back to the program, the Bill Michaels Show on the air. We are glad you're here. This is the last segment of the program today. We cannot stop today. Today is hump day to start pushing the ball, speeding it faster and faster downhill for Thursday and Friday as the toy drive continues here at Blaine's Farm and Fleet in Oak Creek. If you want to make a monetary donation, you can. We prefer toys, which is great, but if you want to donate, say, online, you can do so at 1057FMTheFan.com, and you can track all the monetary numbers down there. You can make a donation via credit card right here in the dip jar. You can do that. But we cannot do this without you. This time of year, especially, if you can help us out, we would, well, not so much we, but the kids would certainly appreciate it. This is one of those situations in which you can certainly say, this is definitely for the kids. So please come by and say hello. Tom Pippins from Fox 6, retired, enjoying life, witnessing things, is now a fan rather than a guy that has to be a commentator on this stuff. So, you know, Tom, like you said, you're out throwing stuff at the television now, and you're drinking.
Passionate.
You're starting fights in the stands, and God knows you've seen the underground prison at Miller Park a few times now. So.
Oh, the truth hurts.
Yeah.
You know, Bill, if I may here, you and I were talking about this earlier. We are so blessed to do what you doing and my doing for almost 40 years in this great town. And people come up, and you get a lot of it. Once in a while, you know, thanks for what you did. I said, hey, I'm the one who's fortunate.
Right.
I was able to do what I loved, and you folks are the best viewers, listeners in America, all of Wisconsin, hardworking people, people of integrity, people with big hearts who I know are responding to this great cause, which is the point I'm trying to make.
It's amazing because the station itself is local in Milwaukee, so they do a tremendous job. But when we hit the network and we go on with, I don't know how many stations we're at now, 16, 20, something, I don't know. But when you start getting people that are calling you up and emailing from Shawano or Clintonville or Tomahawk or somebody out listening to us in Superior, you know, you're talking the other end of the state in Canada.
Incredible.
And they're saying, hey, I can't make it, but I'll give you $20. Yep. Or we've had people that have shown up. We had a woman that came in from Pittsville, which is near Marshfield, who was coming to Milwaukee but made it a point to come down here and drop off toys. I mean, that's really cool.
Yeah, that's
great. Really cool. So that's a neat thing about doing this job.
Got to be a great feeling for you and your team. That's for
sure. Absolutely. Yeah. Real quick, we only got a couple of minutes before we get out of here, but Badger season. Bucks are doing well, and we've talked about the Bucks a lot, but we haven't touched on the Badgers at all.
Right.
This was disappointing. Yeah, I mean, I know some people say, well, you overestimated, and that's fine. But this was disappointing, and the Paul Bunyan's axe, losing that, was the cherry on top of a bad parfait.
And I am, and I think like you, one of the great supporters of Paul Christ. He's a terrific coach, but I think from Paul all the way down, they were totally out-prepared, out-coached. P.J. Fleck and company, they wanted that axe, and I'm disappointed in that game, especially after one of the great comebacks ever at Purdue. This team is down a little bit. I understand the schedule was going to be tough, then the injuries, playing a lot of people who are young. Hopefully they'll benefit. But Hornibrook, regressing. They've got to do something there at quarterback. It just that performance just totally baffled me, and it is
I appreciate
very much
Paul Chris' loyalty and him to a man. But he's paid to win games. And unless Hornibrook by far was your best option, sticking with him throughout the season at the cost of losses. I just couldn't stop.
At half, I thought it's time for Jack Cohen.
Yeah,
I mean, and Alex has been out in four games in the concussion, but jeepers, he's a turnover machine, and
right.
he certainly was that day, and that really hurt him.
I have said time and again that he's got all the talent in the world, but he is the Jay Cutler of Wisconsin football.
Yeah.
He's always going to give you two or three, and it's whether or not you're a good enough team to take advantage of it. So
they'll be back soon, though. I think. You know,
they're
Christ and company are, but this was hopefully this is an aberration. I think so.
Yeah. I look forward to Badger football next year because I'm not going to say that they're going to be a top 10 team, but I just got this feeling that things are going to turn around dramatically for them next year. I don't know why, I just do. I just kind of have that feeling.
Hey, they have some great receivers, as you know. They have an incredible running back, a very solid O-line, and some talented young people on the back end and the defense. I think that'll all come together, and hopefully good recruits.
I hated to see the axe go away, but I got to be honest. I kind of enjoyed watching Harbaugh get an ass-kicking from Ohio State. that made my day.
I think you have a little bit of company in that regard.
Number one defense, my ass.
He just cannot beat Ohio State.
No, it's just there's something about that with Urban Meyer. I don't know what it is.
He's an amazing coach. Yeah. Give him that.
A lot of rumors about whether or not this is going to be his last year or not, too, because I think it's obviously going to stem from some of the things that happened in the offseason. It'll be interesting to see if he comes back at Ohio State,
maybe
too.
Maybe even some health issues cropping up again, reports.
Maybe we'll say that.
Okay.
Maybe there's a lot more out there that nobody wants to actually be dug into.
And we know enough
Wink
to know when you know a little bit, sometimes you're dangerous. Right?
Where there's smoke, there's fire. And when there's a small pile, you know, underneath the leaves, man, don't step there. Because you could dive head first right into a dookie stink right there.
Amen to that one.
Tom, it's always a pleasure, pal.
Bill, great to be with you.
You're doing the afternoon show now,
too. I'm looking forward to hanging with the guys, unless they throw me out.
I can't wait for the magnet test between you and Gary. Rami Makov bringing a
fake
magnet
knees,
down here.
Baby. We own it.
Between you two guys, you guys got a field goal kicker out there. Yeah. Good stuff. Time for us to go. We'll be back again tomorrow. Until then, have a go. Zoop!
Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.